Slowly but surely, the boys got going last week, mate. In the end, they quite a solid victory.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was always going to be tough against a really good side, so it was hard in and under footy, and I think we just told them if they stick at it, they'll break them apart, and they did. The back line held up really well under a bit of pressure back there, but once we got the pressure on them, all they wanted to do was fight, so it was our game to lose, really.
Yeah. First, I watched the first probably quarter and a half before it got the 16s, and it looked like we had 70% of the ball, but we just couldn't use it constructively going in.
Yeah,
so what sort of changed after the break?
They just weren't manning up. They were being lazy, leaving blokes out the back where we've spoken about, you know, they've got a man up around stoppages and that. And when they got the message through their heads and they manned up around the back, we started to win the ball out of the contests. So, and we just set up play. That was just about it, just manning up.
Yeah.
If they listen from the start, they're going to be very hard to beat, but sometimes you've got to beat it into them.
How boring would that be?
Yeah.
The key contributors to the win?
Look, the back line was superb. Herbie, set us up there across the half forward line. Lukey Hayes again in the middle. Both ruckmen did really well. Cal White. You know, to have plenty of ball up forward. I think Poles back into form from 12 months ago.
Yeah.
So, really, and just everyone, just with their effort.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them hit blokes as hard as what they have.
Yeah.
So, they really want it this year. And
It must have been great to also have the Rick Cheers back. As you said, the back line was
instrumental. Yeah, I was a little bit worried about Rick with his shoulder, you know. We gave him that extra week off, and he set the run out of the back line up. So yeah,
he didn't let you down.
Nah, not at all. So, you know, but things might change again this week. We're looking at the weather now, and you know, there's a couple of players who are right from injury. We'll just see how the team pans out this week. It's going to be very hard to pick.
Yeah.
I don't like changing too much, but I think we too. So Benny Sell might come back in. And there might be one or two other changes. We'll just see.
It's on that beautiful 24-degree day, that forecast.
It's going to be for the blokes on top of the grounds. We'll see what happens.
Fair enough. Last time we played YC was only recently. We won pretty convincingly. But word on the street is they have some quality ins from their 17s. Now their finals campaign's finished. That's the gist of it.
Plus, it doesn't really matter who they put in.
Yep.
I think we match them up pretty well now. We learned from the first time we played them when we had a lot of outs, a lot of good players in the one that game. But I think the way we matched them up here, I back these kids in any day now. They're they're back to their best.
Got their mojo, don't
they? They believe they can do it, which I think they lost a bit of purpose during the year. And now they've got the self-belief that they can win these big games. So we've beaten every side. Well, we drew with Coringal, but I still count that as a win to them. So, and I think we'll it's payback time.
Cool. Next
couple of games.
Look forward to it, mate. Well, best of luck. Get the boys out in the track. Make sure they get through all right. And best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.